celebrate us like they did when Obama won. Eating good like an Abu Dhabi in the Ramadan. They gon' sweat it, hip it like the sun is on. Drugs out of Denton. Major is my youngest son. We are one of one. You are none of none. Me and mine.
101.7 The Truth. It's your girl Jazz Tyler. You are officially tapped in. American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor of The Truth for almost 100 years. They've been committed to helping families protect in what matters most, your home, your vehicle, and the dreams you are building every single day. If you are a part of The Truth audience, you already know you work hard for yours. That's why having the right protection in place matters. American Family helps you stay ready for whatever life brings so you can focus on moving forward. Ensure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SIN, its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. What's up, Truth Nation? Welcome back to Tap In with your girl, Jazz Tyler. If you are just now tuning in, today's conversation has been one for the books. We've talked about the let them theory. We've challenged some of the biggest relationship myths we've inherited. But I think this next conversation is where a lot of us are going to see ourselves. So I am opening up the phone lines, 833-212-1017. My question to you all, Truth Nation, is have you ever been in love with someone's potential instead of accepting their reality? I don't mean just romantic relationships. I mean friendships, business partners, family members, all of the above, right? Sometimes we become so emotionally invested in the version of a person that we hope they'll become, so much to the point that we ignore who they are right in front of us. And, you know, again, we don't need projects, right? We don't necessarily need projects. We don't necessarily need someone who doesn't see their self-worth, right? And when we're talking about dating for potential, there's two sides of it, right? Before we went to break, I explained those two sides. One side is you see the potential in someone who doesn't see the potential in themselves. The other side is you see the potential in someone who sees the potential in themselves and they are working towards whatever it is that they, you know, whoever it is that they're supposed to be. So the question is, how long is too long to wait for someone's potential to become a reality? Is it 6 months, 2 years, 10 years, or do you simply not wait? I also mentioned something called the sunk cost fallacy. It simply means the more time we've invested in something, the harder it becomes to walk away. Not because it's healthy, not because we don't want to believe the time was wasted, right? How many of y'all always stay in situations? Oh, that's been my best friend for 30 years. But they treat you, the person you've known for 2 years treat you better than the person you've known for 30 years, right? How many people stay in unhappy relationships? Man, we built this business together. I was there from the beginning when he ain't have nothing. She was there when my mama died, right? Sometimes letting go isn't losing. Sometimes letting go is literally just making room. And at the end of the day, when you're dating for potential, you're doing a disservice to yourself because you are living in la-la land. You are living in a land that does not exist. And it is very, very, very dangerous, especially when you are dealing with people who know that, right? So we've talked about a lot of red flags today. I mentioned before in a jokingly way, I used to love red flags. Don't ask me why, but I did. Let's talk a little bit about the green flags. So here's my list. Number one green flag. For those who don't know what a green flag is, it's the opposite of red flag. It is something that is good. What is something that men and women do when it comes to dating that is a green flag for you? The first one for me is they keep their word. There is absolutely nothing like a person, let alone a man who keeps his word. A man who says, hey, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I want to do. And then he actually does it. And a man who say, hey, this is what I'm going to do and this is what I want to do. And if something pops up, he still finds a way to communicate that, hey, this came up, but let me make it up to you. Right? Either way, a man who can keep his word is a green flag for me. Number two, This is more so with friends. They celebrate your wins without making it about themselves. Have you ever had a conversation with someone, a family, a friend, maybe even a spouse? You know, sometimes there are weird relationships where people, mates be in competition with them. But have you ever had a conversation with someone every time y'all talk about your accolades or what you have going on and it's all positive, they flip the story and make it about them? And this is not an attack on anyone. And the reason why I say that is because, again, this is real life, real conversations. These are all things that I used to do, and I used to do them unintentionally, right? I would be having a conversation with someone and they would bring something up about them, and then I would be like, oh yeah, me too. Or a matter of fact, I just ABCD. So much to the point where they begin to act away, and I'm like, what's the problem? Because it's not about you, Jazz. You got to keep it real with yourself. You have to start supporting people in a way to where everything is not about you. And what I mean by that is I never tried to make it about me, but subconsciously I would do it to find a common ground to say, hey, I can relate. That was my way of saying I can relate, but it's not going to always come off that way, right? So again, the green flag is when you're having conversations with your friends and you're talking all good stuff and they just let you have your moment. They don't make it about them. I love that. Number three, when they apologize without adding, but you did this, but you said, but you promised. I can't stand a but you. A-S-S Negro. I cannot stand it. I cannot stand a person who always have a rebuttal after an apology. So a green flag, another green flag for me is if this man can apologize without flipping it and saying, well, I apologize, but if you didn't do this, then I wouldn't have done that. Because that's not self-accountability. My fourth green flag is you never, ever have to wonder where you stand. Oh, my gosh. This is the icing on the cake for me. Reassurance, consistency, all of that, right? Direct communication. When a person lets you know where you stand, there's nothing like it because, again, it goes back to the let them theory and the fear of uncertainty. If you are uncertain about something, you're going to react in an impulsive way. And then that triggers you to then begin to, you know, build a wall or move out of fear. So being around someone or being with someone who lets you know never leaves you wondering where you stand. And ladies, specifically to my sisters, I'm just going to keep it real with y'all, right? If that man is telling you he too busy or if that man got every excuse in the books, that is a form of him telling you where you stand, where he stand, where you stand in his life. You just have to be 100 with yourself. We talked about it earlier. The fact that we give grace to everyone else except for ourselves. We are so understanding. I understand why you had to cancel. I understand why this happened because you're going through this. I understand. But sometimes that understanding or those actions is not meant for you to understand. Sometimes those actions are trying to tell you where you stand, but you're under it. You can't see it because you're not paying attention. And my fifth and final green flag is they bring peace and no confusion. God is not of chaos and confusion, no folly, no foolishness, right? This is another way for you to know. No matter if it's work, no matter if it's a relationship, friendship, whatever. When you are around people and there is an extreme amount of chaos, but we're not talking about organized chaos. We're not talking about chaos in a setting of things happen, right? We know that's life. Things are going to happen and you have to learn how to maneuver through them. But there are just simply some people that comes with so much destruction that's attached to them. To the point where every time you talk to them, something is happening. There's a problem. There's drama, right? There's an argument or something bad is going on in their life. You know, this happened, my house, whatever the case may be. It's just always chaos and confusion. When that is not a part of the picture, that is a green flag for me. When you come to the table with all your ducks in a row, when you come to the table with, as a grown man or, you know, as a best friend, whatever the case may be, when you just are a part of my life and there is absolutely no chaos and confusion, that is such a beautiful feeling because, again, we all are grown. No one wants to be a part of that. No one wants to be a part of the riffraff, especially if you come from a place like me. We grew up in an environment where it was constant chaos and confusion. So earlier we mentioned that during the Let Them Theory as well. A lot of people who grew up in environments where it is chaotic, peace is uncomfortable for them. They don't know how to accept it because all they know is chaos and confusion. So when you bring a certain amount of peace, it actually disrupts them. It makes them feel like something is off, like something doesn't seem right, right? That's not cool, man. That is not cool at all. We got to go to break. When we come back, we are going to continue this conversation and have a Let's Be Honest segment. Specifically for my ladies, I want to hear from you. 833-212-1017. Do not touch that dial. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler, 101.7 The Truth. No yoga mat. Chat. Chat. 101.7 The Truth. It's your girl Jazz Tyler. Looking to discover and support local businesses in our community? Then make sure you tune in every Friday at 8 a.m. to Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and Bailey Coleman for What the Business Is, powered by We Energies. Each week, you will hear from local business owners as they share what their business is, where they are located, and one valuable lesson they've learned along the way. We Energies is proud to help power local businesses and the communities they serve. Don't miss What the Business Is every Friday at 8 a.m. only on Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and Bailey Coleman, powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local businesses. Welcome back to the Tap In with your girl, Jazz Tyler. Listen, today, if you are joining us, we've spent this afternoon talking about boundaries, self-worth, consistency, and the stories we've been talking about, love. But this last hour, we got to loosen up a little bit, primarily because it's all jokes, it's all fun and games. But, you know, when I bring you these conversations, I bring them to you from an authentic version, right, in an authentic way. These are real life scenarios, real life situations that I myself or someone I'm close to have gone through. But typically, I myself, something that I've been through along my healing journey that I love, you know, to share with you all. And with everything that's happening in the world, we still have everyday life. And while we are constantly distracted by the ways of the world and the weight of the world, it's not often that we get a chance to have these real conversations where we can continue to, you know, work on ourselves and just become a better version of ourselves. So, again, if you are joining us today, I've been talking about something called the Let Them Theory. I was scrolling on social media the other day and I ran across this Instagram post. And the Let Them Theory says that if someone wants to act a certain way, let them. If they misunderstand you, let them. If they don't talk to you, let them. Or if they treat you inconsistently, let them. Not because it doesn't affect you, but because their actions already give you information about who they are and what they want. Instead of forcing things, you accept the reality that you can't control everything, like how someone feels, how they show up, or how you want them to choose you. By choosing to let them, you start to see things more clearly. You start to learn to choose yourself, your standards, your boundaries, and it helps you see people for who they truly are. So with that being said, I want to tap into the Let's Be Honest segment, primarily because I just want us to be vulnerable and to be true when it comes to these conversations. Shout out to the chat. Mile the Elephant says, Jazz, that sounds transactional. This why relationships do not last. Most of the people I am close to are there because of who they are, not because of who they are and what they bring to the table. So dating for potential is not transactional. If I'm understanding what you're saying, when we're talking about not dating for potential, we're talking about not dating for potential based off of the potential you see in someone. Because oftentimes we date for potential and the person we're dating don't even understand who they are, right? That means you're pouring into an empty cup. You're pouring into someone and you're investing into someone based off of what you know they can be. It's the same saying as a lot of people there. When I was younger and I was doing music, I took it serious, but I didn't understand it to its full, to this entirety, because I could not see what everyone else that I was around could see in me. This is why they began to invest in me. This is why they began to put me close to them. I thought they just wanted me to make it, but they seen something in me. But I messed up so many times and made so many mistakes because I did not see in me what they had seen in me. That's what happens when we date for potential in that aspect, right? When you get with a woman or a man and you see the potential in them, but they don't see it in themselves. So you begin to create these false narratives of a life or a person you want them to be when they have not shown you or proved to you that that's the person they are trying to be. The other side of that is you can also date for potential, but you can date for potential with someone who understands that they have potential. You can date for potential when you're dating someone who understands who they want to be. So if someone comes to me and say, hey, yeah, you know, I'm about to open up this business. Okay, you got your LLC? Oh, no, but my guy said da 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 da. And you like him and you like the way he move and you like the way he look. But all he told you was what he wanted to do, right? That's dating someone who may have potential. He may have some potential. Then you have someone that comes along and say, I'm trying to open up this business. I just left from the city hall. I went to the licensing committee. They approved my license. Now I got to go through this. I have to wait on this other division to come down and get me this. And then once this is done, now I need to go and hire this person and that person. They're telling you a plan. They're telling you that they see the potential they have within themselves, right? So you have two different forms of dating for potential. The dating for potential that I'm talking about us to avoid is dating people because we see something in them, right? That's a project. That's a project. I don't care how you put it. It is. You're dating someone based off of delusion, especially if they have not shown you that they know their worth and that they have potential. Mild the Elephant always also says, well, to be honest, after getting a cookie, most gentlemen bail, so this should already be known. Yeah, that's the truth, too. Like, again, if it don't apply, let it fly. So we're talking about the let them theory, and I want to do this segment called Let's Be Honest, because I feel like we are living in a world where a lot of people are delusional. Self-accountability. I'm all about self-accountability. So, ladies, I'm coming to you first. What is the one thing women need to stop doing in relationships? And be honest. 833-212-1017. You can hit me up on Instagram at The Jazzy Effect. That's THEJAZZIEFFECT. Or hit the chat. Hit the chat line. What is one thing that women need to stop doing in relationships? A couple of examples that I put together just based off of my past experiences is expecting for men to read our minds. Listen, I don't know who I'm talking to, okay? But y'all know exactly what I mean when I say that. I know y'all see a lot of the social media posts and the jokes where the couples, they like, you know, she got an attitude, she's not talking. All he do is go and get her some food and she start back talking. That's how we treat everything. We feel like you should automatically read our mind. And to be fair, to a certain degree, you should. But, ladies, that is not fair. You cannot expect for a man to read your mind. That's a part of miscommunication as well. We're always advocating for men to be clear communicators. We need reassurance. We need you to tell us. We don't understand. You have to express your emotions. But we do the same exact thing. We always expect for a man to read our mind like they're just supposed to know, right? Half of them can't even, they will lose their head if it wasn't on their body. How do you expect for them to read our mind? I'm serious. And if you if you're married or you have been married or in a long-time committed relationship, you know exactly what I mean. There's a lot of men out here who depend on their women because they are a part of their flow and their structure, their day-to-day. It's a lot of great relationships, a lot of great women out here who help keep their man on track. And it's a lot of men who know that. So if it's hard for them to stay on track with little stuff during the day, what makes you think they're psychic? They can't read your mind. We have to stop doing that. The other thing is testing people instead of communicating. I am extremely guilty of this. I don't do it anymore, but I used to, right? All right, cool. I'm going to do this to see what he going to do. Girl, them is games. Those are games, and we don't play games. Another thing that women need to stop doing is saying I'm fine. What's wrong with you? Nothing. I'm fine. Okay, we sitting here watching Netflix and eating, and you going to have an attitude the whole time? Like, who wants to sit next to you with an attitude? Because if I was him, I'd be like, I'm going in the man cave, I'm going in the bedroom, or I'm going by my guy house. I'm not about to sit around this. If something is bothering you, say it. And say it without being in your feelings. Say it in a way where it's like, hey, this is how you made me feel, right? And I know I'm opening up Pandora's box when I say that because it's a trick question. When a woman say I'm fine and we really not, oh, baby, it's a lot that we want to unpack. It is a lot. That is a dangerous question to ask. Are you okay? What's wrong with you? Not are you okay, but what's wrong? What's wrong? Nothing. I'm fine. No, you're not. What's wrong? Do you really want to know? Because what she's going to do is bring up something from earlier that day. She going to bring up something that was stuck in the back of her mind, too. Like, you ever been in a situation in an argument or a disagreement where you like, dang, I should have said this. So now I got to figure out a way to say it because it's still bothering me. Be careful with that one, fellas. Be careful with that. Ignoring our own standards because we are afraid to start over. Man, listen. That is something that women most definitely that we have to stop doing in relationships. Ignoring our own standards because we are afraid to start over. Right? It is scary starting over, especially in today's day and age. It is extremely scary, but I would rather be by myself and know who I am instead of settling for a relationship to be what someone else want me to be, which is someone I'm not. That don't work for me. Never lower your standards. Never lose yourself in a relationship. If you are that wife or that mom and, you know, you're like, hey, I had dreams, but now no, baby, still live those dreams. You may not have to push them as hard as you did before you became a wife or a mother, but you still need to be your own individual self. So does a man. Again, this is also a part of the let them theory, meaning you have to let people be who they are individually, right? It's healthy to be in a relationship with someone and you allow them to be themselves and you're yourself, and then you figure out a way to make it work. You have to figure out a way to make it work, all right? We got to go to break to take to pay another bill. When we come back, fellas, it's your turn. What's one thing men need to stop doing in relationships? And trust me when I tell you, this is, you know, I was with the ladies, but I'm with y'all too, fellas. I got y'all back too. Don't touch that dial. It's your girl Jazz Tyler, 101.7 The Truth. It's your girl Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct. Before we went to break, we were sitting here talking about the let them theory, and I had to you know, talk to the ladies. Let's be honest, ladies. What are some things that we have to stop doing in relationships? And now we're going to flip this over and bring it over to the fellas, and I'm going to give you my take. Now, this is nothing against the fellas. This is actually me defending the fellas, right? And the reason why I say that is because I know oftentimes we attack the men, but I am telling you, men, from a woman's point of view, as your sister, so you will know what to do. So here's my list of some things that men should stop doing when it comes to relationships. Calling vulnerability weakness. And again, understand that this stems from something that's deep rooted. A lot of men, especially men of color, were brought up not to express their emotions. Right. Or when they do, they end up becoming hurt. So it makes them extremely hard body. Right. Like you can see the emotion inside of them, but it makes it extremely difficult for them to express themselves. And a lot of times, ladies, I'm going to be honest, because when I was younger, I used to do this and this is so not cool. A lot of men call vulnerability weakness because Every time you get into an argument, you bring up something that they tell you that was sacred to them when they were in a vulnerable moment. Now they view that as a sign of weakness and they no longer want to communicate how they feel. You cannot do that. You cannot throw things in your man's face that he has told you in confidence when he was being vulnerable, right? And in the same breath, fellas, you can't hold, if you forgive her for that, you can't continue to hold her to that and then just completely stop expressing how you feel. Another thing that men should stop doing in relationships is waiting days to communicate, right? Obviously, this is for the couples who don't live together. Don't wait days to communicate when you feel when something is happening, because an idle mind is the devil's playground. And a lot of times, instead of saying, you know what? I think that we should take a couple days to regroup. I need to reflect. You need to reflect, you know, and then we bring it back together so that we can continue to have a healthy relationship instead of just completely not saying anything. I don't know if that's just a man thing, like, but it seems like it and it feels like it. It feels like whenever something heavy comes along or some type of confliction happens, it seems like men just go days without communicating. For whatever reason. Another thing, fellas, thinking that consistency is optional. Whew! Come on now. Somebody call in 833-212-1017 because we're going to talk about it today. Men, you have to stop thinking that consistency is optional. And this is for the woman that you don't want to get away. This is for the woman that you know that you care about, that you know you want to be with, the one that you want to build with. And you may be a little scared. You may be apprehensive depending on what type of woman she is and the situations that you've been in. But one thing's for sure and two things for certain. When you are in the mind frame of thinking that you don't have to be consistent all the time, that's a red flag for women. Because all we want is consistency. We want consistency. And we want to feel that reassurance, right? We have a caller on the line. Dion, are you there?
Yes.
Thank you so much for tapping in with us. How are you?
I'm well, and you?
I am well.
That's good. I'm calling about the comment as far as the no contact, how the male many times won't speak to you if they have something on their mind, if they're upset about something. That's part of control.
I agree.
Basically, I'm sorry?
I agree.
Yeah, that's part of control. And many women, ladies, don't understand that. But basically, the man wants you to give in and call them first. Or if they were in the wrong, they want you to call them and apologize if you're in the wrong when it was really them in the first place.
Yes.
It's part of manipulation and brainwashing.
Yes. Come on, Dion, talk about it. I agree. It is. And it happens so often, so much to the point that if we're not careful, we will get caught up in that, thinking that they're trying to be vulnerable or they're just upset. But no, they're really trying to manipulate the situation.
Exactly. Exactly. So, and
that is a great point of view.
And then some men that are messing around and doing what they shouldn't be doing, they act as if they forget what the conversation was before or what happened before, because they're dealing with so many people. I don't care if it's just two people. They don't want to get confused and get the conversation mixed up.
Yes. Yes. Oh, that, aren't they so sloppy? So yes. Sloppy. Because women have great memories.
And intuition. Yes. And intuition. And I'm going to tell you ladies out there listening, you need to use your discernment.
Yes. Yes. Thank you so much, Dion. We talked about that earlier, too, with the discernment on how sometimes we confuse excitement with anxiety. I'm sorry, anxiety with excitement, right? We think that whatever we're feeling is butterflies, when in all actuality, it's telling you to run. Mass destruction, run, run, stage left, exit, get out of here. This is not butterflies. Baby, these are bumblebees. We got another caller on the line. The caller, are you there?
Yes, Jazz, I am here.
Thank you so much for tapping in with us.
And you were on point with many of the things that you said, because if you are intentional and consistent, most people, men or women, will be more consistent with the person that they don't want to get away. So the things that Dion was saying is behavior of someone who is willing to take a chance on you getting away. Do you agree?
I agree wholeheartedly.
Because if I need to control you, then you're probably not the person for me, because maybe that attempt is because maybe you're not communicating in a respectable way that a man or a woman would go silent. So the control would be self-control in many instances. And so I think that relationships are so specific that every instance would be different. But if you keep in mind just being a good person and treating people the best that you can and paying attention to people, that will only intensify with the person that you consider the most special. And that's my take on this situation.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for tapping in with us today, the caller in. You heard it from the horse's mouth, right? I love when we get opinions from both men and women, mature men and women who actually understand, because this is the truth. And people are tired of playing games out here, right? There are a lot of people who are in relationships or situationships, or just a situation in general where there is just too many games being played. Again, the calling vulnerability, weakness, waiting days to communicate, thinking that consistency is optional. These are not options. Two other things on my list is avoiding difficult conversations. And Dion actually tapped into this a lot, right? A lot of men, when something happens, especially if they know that they've wronged you, they try ways to avoid the conversation, which means that they lack accountability, right? It means that whenever something, and this is a red flag. So if you are not committed and you're dating, or if you are in the beginning of a relationship and you are dealing with a man who likes to avoid having difficult conversations, run. Because at the end of the day, when something happens, he's not going to be able to properly communicate that with you. And he is going to find a way to release it. It's just not going to be with you. Again, it goes back to the let them theory, right? And it goes back to what the caller just said. Your actions will always speak and show exactly who you are. People's actions expose them. If they are not willing to be consistent, if they are not willing to sit down and respect you enough to have a conversation, baby, they're showing you exactly who they are. The last thing on this list for me is confusing pride with strength. There are a lot of prideful men out here who are operating in ego. And they confuse that with being strong. I'm a strong man. I have strength. I have a backbone. No, you have pride. You have pride and you have ego. And pride and ego is a perfect recipe for self-destruction. A prideful man cannot lead properly, right? Because everything that you do is going to be out of emotions. Everything you do is going to be out of self-gain. It's not going to have anything to do with the relationship overall, right? You cannot be with someone. You cannot be with a man who feels like pride is strength and who does not know the difference between the two. Here's what I love the most about this conversation. Nobody's perfect. This isn't men versus women. It's all of us trying to become healthier people. And obviously there are people, men and women on this earth, who will refuse to be the healthiest version of themselves because being the trash version of themselves benefit them more, right?
Trash.
So evidently this is not for them. But for to the people, to the men and women, the brothers and sisters out there who are trying daily to be a better version of themselves, I am one of those people. And it's a lot of work. It's a lot of self-accountability. It's not a trend. It's a lifestyle. You have to, in order to be the best version of yourself, you have to tap into a place inside of you that is so uncomfortable. And you have to begin to have these conversations with yourself and with other people so that you can understand what you're dealing with. And it also helps you with stopping the same cycle over and over and over. We all know that one family member or that one friend or that one relative who's just like constantly dealing with the same type of people. Every time you turn around, she always dealing with a Negro who ain't ish. Or he always got some chick that's, you know, hot in the ass, okay? They constantly attract the same type of people or deal with the same type of people. Because they refuse to become the healthier version of themselves. All right, we got to go to one last commercial break. When we come back, I am going to leave you with today's final thought. Do not touch that dial. It's your girl Jazz Tyler, 101.7 The Truth.
Hey, what's happening?
Not mother double all.
What's happening, baby? You know how we do it?
Yeah, you know I'm about this. Time for me to regulate.
For sure.
Hey. Observe.
And you ain't going back?
No. We got to show these motherfuckers what's up, though.
This is for the honeys, the super sop.
I don't want to be here.
101.7 The Truth. You are officially tapped in, Milwaukee. Thank y'all so much for tapping in with us today, man. We had an amazing conversation about the Let Them Theory. And again, you guys are not just listeners to me. You are family, right? We are family. And in your family, everybody got that one auntie, that one uncle, the one cousin. You know, you got a various amount of different people. And at the end of the day, that's how we have to view the community, right? That's how you give grace to your people. We all are here to learn. We all are here to be the healthiest versions of ourselves while we are on this earth. So I want to tap into my final thought today. A couple of different things as it pertains, first and foremost, to the Let Them Theory. There's three things that I want you to, here's my call to action. Three things I want you to think about. Certainty. Human beings naturally chase certainty. That's why rejection hurts so much. Because our brain doesn't just lose a person, it loses the future it imagined with them. Sometimes we are not grieving the relationship, we are grieving the possibility. Maybe you are not missing them. Maybe you are missing the version of life you thought you were going to have. Giving yourself grace. That's what you have to do. Stop being delusional. And it sounds harsh, but it's the truth. Stop creating false scenarios in your head because you like this man. Stop creating false scenarios in your head because you like this woman. Don't date them based off of who they could potentially be if they have not shown you already that they understand the potential that sits within them. Familiarity. We often confuse familiarity with compatibility. That word gonna kill me today. I'm sorry. I'm talking too fast. Zio, my mind, bruh. My brain, my mouth is moving faster than my brain.
You need to read.
Just because I went to public schools. No, just playing. Just because someone feels familiar doesn't mean that they are healthy for you. Sometimes they remind us of old wounds, old chaos, old disappointments. And because it feels familiar, we mistake it for love. Again, the key word is feel. Get out your feelings. Right? That saying of lean not on your own understanding isn't because of any other reason other than the fact that you don't have the discipline or clarity to make proper decisions because you are constantly thinking with your heart. right? And then we also talked about the sunk cost fallacy. There is something called the sunk cost fallacy, and it simply means that the more time we've invested into something, the harder it becomes to walk away. Not because it's healthy, but because we don't want to believe that it was time wasted, right? How many times you've stayed in a friendship with someone who was your friend for 30 years, but the person you've been friends with for 2 years treats you better than the person that you've known your whole life? It's always quantity over quality with us when it should be quality over quantity. I can't leave him because we've been together for 30 years. I don't know what I'm going to do without him. No. It's time. When it's time to walk away, it's time to walk away. So we spend so much of our life trying to become enough for other people, enough to be chosen, enough to be loved, enough to be appreciated, enough to be remembered. But somewhere along the way, we forgot to ask, am I being enough for myself? Today wasn't just about telling anybody to walk away. It wasn't about giving up on people. It was about recognizing the difference between fighting for a relationship and fighting against reality. Sometimes relationships deserves another conversation. Sometimes it deserves counseling. Sometimes it deserves patience. And sometimes it deserves grace. Sometimes if someone is grieving, you have to give them grace. If they're healing, you have to give them time. And if they're trying, you have to encourage them. But if someone has consistently shown you that they do not value your presence, you gotta believe them. Then you get to decide what protecting your peace looks like. By choosing yourself doesn't mean you stop loving other people. Let me say that again. By choosing yourself, that does not mean that you have stopped loving other people. Sometimes it simply means that you finally started to love yourself too. And as you head home tonight, I want you to think about that. And I want you to pour into the people that love you, right? Your children, your parents. Reach out to the friend who's been on your mind. Tomorrow is not promised at all. Tomorrow is not promised. That's why you cannot spend your time on people, places, and things that do not matter. We don't have a lot of time on this earth. And if you map out your day-to-day life minute by minute, hour by hour, this is an exercise that I've done for myself. I've sat down and went through every hour of the day, one day during the week, one day on the weekend. How much of my time is being spent to someone else? And that someone else, is they worthy of this amount of time that I'm spending? Right? Let me know. I had to let myself know. I had to look and see, look at it on paper and take a look and say, hold on. Just how I budget my bills, I have to budget my life. Just how you budget your bills, you have to budget your life. You have to budget your time. We don't have time to waste. I'm not in the business of having or tending to transactional relationships or situationships that means me no good, because time, my time is valuable. My presence is valuable. The more time I spend on something or someone that is not for me, the less time the person I should be spending time with doesn't get it. And this doesn't just apply to relationships. This is in general. This is overall. Right? When we are spending time in rooms and on things that doesn't matter, we are out of alignment. And when you're out of alignment, you cannot receive whatever it is that the Creator has for you because you're distracted. Don't allow people to be a distraction. If you're in a situationship or a relationship, and everything that we've talked about today resonates with you, this person is not being consistent, this person is not making time to have difficult conversations, this person is going days without communicating, this woman is, you know, finding faults in you, or she's throwing things in your face that you told her in confidence, or she agrees with the whole happy wife, happy life mentality, that's a situation that you don't belong in. So again, to take it back to the top with the let them theory. If someone misunderstands you, let them. If someone does not choose you, let them. If someone chooses not to support you, let them. If that family member that's been jealous their whole life over something that happened in the 80s slanders your name and gossip about you, let them. Because at the end of the day, I choose me. I rock with me because I know I'm solid. And all you doing is proving my point. But most importantly, there's a different type of peace behind the let them theory. There's a peace because, again, you don't have to play the actions matching the words game. I'm not going to play that game with you. I'm not going to allow you to tell me something and then I have to wait a certain amount of time to see if you're going to do it. Because if you're doing that, your actions are already showing me why I need not to be dealing with you in the first place. People will expose themselves. You just have to step back and let them. Stop getting in the way trying to force them to choose you. Stop getting in the way trying to force them to communicate or give them a version of you that they cannot offer because you see the potential in them that they don't even see within themselves. And then you wonder why you're around here tired, exhausted, don't got no energy. Don't want to have fun. Don't want to do anything because you are so busy giving what's inside of your cup for other people. My people, we got to do better. We got to do better. So I leave y'all with that, man. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Tomorrow, we got a special guest in the building. This is my dear sister, Sheena Scarborough. She is the mother of the deceased Sade Robinson. Rest in peace, baby girl. We're going to sit down and have a conversation with her about Sade Robinson's case, as well as chime in on the Nolan Wells case as well. You do not want to miss this interview at 5 o'clock p.m. Listen, as always, Truth Nation, I love y'all. Thank y'all so much for tapping in. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow morning for the morning show with Homer Blow and Bailey Coleman, followed by Sherwin Hughes, and then headed into the lunch break with my good brother Ray Nitty and Shannon, maybe Shannon, followed by The Grapevine, and then double back with your girl Jazz Tyler, tapped in 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. Peace and love, Truth Nation. Y'all have an amazing evening.
Yeah, everything changed. Trying to play it cool, but I know what it is. Ain't no way I'm mistaken this. Those ain't my shoes under the bed. Those ain't my, got me in my head overthinking again. But I know I ain't blind. Who been laying where I lay? Who been calling you babe? Whoa, those ain't my shoes under the bed. Don't even try to explain. Whoa, yeah, you been moving different lately. Phone on solid screen, face down daily. Seeing your side roll away from me. Now it's making sense, yeah, it's all too crazy. Yeah, got a sin in the air I don't wear. And that size right there, yeah, that ain't fair. Pick them up, yeah, I know they ain't mine. Now you got me questioning all this time. Trying to play it cool, but I know what it is. Ain't no way I'm mistaken this. Those ain't my shoes under the bed, yeah. Those ain't mine. Got me in my head overthinking again. But I know I ain't blind. Who been laying where I lay? Who been calling you babe? Those ain't my shoes under the bed. Don't even try to explain, yeah.